Thanks for tuning in to Cover 2. Scott Kegley here with Taylor Price. It's the last day for us at the Media Center at the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. And Taylor, in years past, a lot of the talk has been about, you know, who the 49ers are going to draft. And of course, that's still a big issue. But a lot of the news and notes from Indianapolis have centered around Jim Harbaugh, some of the trade rumor talks involving Coach Harbaugh. But Coach made sure to rebuff those talks.
CEO Jed York as well was in on those denials going on with the Cleveland Browns. The trade talks were not happening, and that's what's going on right now in Indianapolis. Jim Harbaugh back to work, watching drills with his brother, John Harbaugh, getting ready for the 2014 NFL draft. And there's a lot of other storylines going on with the 49ers right now. Anquan Boldin, Dante Whitner, some priority free agents. The team is negotiating with those guys, also reportedly with Colin Kaepernick for an extension. Those are some things to monitor in the coming weeks. Then you look at Navarro Bowman. Big injury with him, and it looks like he's going to be back midseason. The 49ers don't want to rush him back, and so they're going to take a hard look, Trent Baalke said, at finding some depth at inside linebacker. A lot of storylines with the team, and it all ties with what's going on here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and an interesting note, Marcus Lattimore, too, because he didn't get on the field. 49ers still have him for 4 more years, which is interesting. Seeing him work his way back, Tank Carradine also doing well with his rehab. And the 49ers, Jim Harbaugh, Trent Baalke, both expect big things out of these guys in year two.
You have to like that. Marcus Lattimore got a shout-out from his old teammate, Jadeveon Clowney. He said, nobody works harder than Marcus Lattimore, and you have to believe he's working hard to fill in behind Frank Gore. And the media asked Trent Baalke and Jim Harbaugh, does Frank Gore have enough in the tank to continue in his 10th season? And they said, yes, Frank Gore can continue to succeed, and nothing that he does surprises us. So that's going to be a talented backfield in 2014, and it's going to be competition. LaMichael James as well. What's his role in that group? He's going to have to earn everything he gets. So you have to like the way the 49ers have built depth at running back. And so now with the draft coming up, they're going to look to add depth at cornerback, wide receiver, plenty of other position groups. And we've heard from some of these top prospects, they're all stating their case to be that pick for the 49ers in 2014.
Yeah, and each year there's always one guy that everybody wants to hear from, Manti Te'o, in years past, Tim Tebow. We've been there for some of those press conferences. This year, Johnny Manziel and also Michael Sam. Michael Sam faced some tough questions. He answered them all with class. And then at the end, asked the media to have everybody stand with Sam. He just wants to be known as a football player through and through, first and foremost.
Scott, everybody in this media area was focused on Manziel and Sam. They were all eyes on those players, and they wanted to hear their stories. And Michael Sam did a great job of saying that he wants to be a pass rusher in the National Football League. He doesn't want to be a trailblazer, doesn't want to take any endorsement money, wants to have his focus on football. Manziel's not going to be throwing at the combine, but he is going to state his case later at a pro day to be the number one quarterback, the number one draft pick in this 2014 draft.
I mean, this is really the Super Bowl for these guys who have been working for 365 days out of the year. And it culminates here. This is their last chance to really kind of shore up things on the draft board, and then a little bit more work to be done before the draft.
The draft is all about working together as a team, and the 49ers have that with Trent Baalke leading the scouting staff, Jim Harbaugh leading the coaching staff, and what a tremendous effort they've done the last 3 years in the draft. It's going to be a great time watching how it develops with the workouts, the pro days, and there's still plenty more to happen on the Lucas Oil Field Stadium, so looking forward to all that great action, and we'll be covering it on 49ers.com for everyone to find out who the next player is going to be in the red and gold.
So for one last time from the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine, Scott Kegley, Taylor Price, 49ers.com.